The new Lidl store in Sligo was officially opened this morning by Sligo Ladies GAA Captain Noel Gormley. It's located in an area of the town that had been in need of refurbishment. Now, as store manager Rory Farrell points out, the new outlet is approached by an attractive terrace as well as a car park with 147 spaces. Beside it is the old Lyons' Terrace Mill stone building, which has been restored by owners Michael and Maura Townsend in conjunction with Lidl. Store manager Rory Farrell says it all makes for a very attractive location.
The terrace sets it off nicely. We're in the backdrop of it as you enter and come over that bridge. You know, the building had fallen into disrepair there for a while and was probably a bit neglected, and it was fantastic to get the opportunity to restore that stone back to its beautiful colour and texture that was there before. You know, it's a building that's there since 1837. A lot of the people in the community would have known it well when the port was at its thriving, at its busiest as well. So it's lovely to get that opportunity, not just to bring a fantastic new store to the area, but to do it with that backdrop as well, you know.
And while it's all about providing a good experience for shoppers, it also means jobs are being created.
We've been able to provide another 25 jobs into the community here in Sligo, which is fantastic. You've been from the Northwest myself. That's something that we thrive to do. We want to make sure that there's employment there. I have a young family. I want to make sure that there's opportunities there for my kids when they grow up. And you see a big business and company like Lidl coming into the area and providing that. It's absolutely fantastic. And as you can see yourself here today, the facilities are second to none. You know, that's not quite often you see these kind of facilities coming up into the Northwest. You know, it just shows the faith that Lidl has in the community and the investment they're willing to put into it as well.
So what did the first customers think this morning?
Yeah, it looks brilliant, absolutely. Very well stocked by the looks of things. I've only come into the door.
But you're impressed with the first sight?
Yes, I am, very much. And the old stone building looks fabulous. It's just great to see it. It's great to see this corner now so brightened up.
Very, very good. And I tell you straight up, there should be more of them around the place because they really have a fabulous job done. And the way they've done up the mill is lovely. And the best of luck to staff and everybody else here.
It looks very impressive.
And among those who were first in to see the new store were girls from the nearby Ursuline College.
It's great and very handy beside the school.
What do you think of it?
They've really upped their game since the last little.
I think it's very modern and it's really nice.
Among the aspects of the development of the site of the new store, on which there's been much favourable comment, is the restoration of the old stone mill, which dates from about 1837 and which served the nearby port of Sligo. Local resident Kevin O'Grady says it will bring life back into an area of the town that badly needed it.
I think it's a huge benefit to this area. What we were looking at here was a derelict site, and now we see it a hive of activity where it will be a benefit to the people working in Bruss and all the different factories around the place, the people on this side of town that don't have to travel through to the other side of town to do their shopping every week.
And we have the old mill here, which is beautifully restored.
Absolutely fabulously restored. It'll be very interesting to see what it will be used for, but it is a lovely building now.
Harry Keeney, Ocean FM News.